It happened long ago, and this family of five driving go see grandma's house, and they were in their small country road, a farm to market road. And the father took off late from work, so it was already dusk by the time they took off. They were 2 hours into their journey, and when the father noticed the center line that he pretty much used as a guide, along with the two side stripes, white stripes, that identified the road markings, all of a sudden turned black. They were just, was blacked out. And before he could react on anything, he noticed two eyes. And two more. Before you know, all he said was, "God help me." Brethren, my sermonette today is about the power of prayer. Prayer can be made several ways. You can put it together as, you know, or it can be an impromptu. I'm going to give you some points on giving about a powerful prayer, what things have to be set in motion. Point one is seeking God's will. That's one thing you have to establish. It's not that God I want, God I need, God this, God that. It's not all about you. 12th chapter of Romans, please. 12th chapter of Romans and verses 2. Two to three, it says, "Do not," and I'm reading from my trusty Scofield Bible, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," which we're doing right now, right, brother? "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, comma, pleasing and perfect will." So it's God's will, not ours. Such as the leper in Luke chapter 5, verse 12. You don't have to turn there, but you can annotate it. He said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." He wasn't willing to cure Paul's deformity, whatever. We don't know what he had, but Paul asked for it, and he said, "No, you can bear it." So God wasn't willing to do that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7, it states, you don't have to go there again, but you can annotate it. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9 says, "Thy will be done." Point two, believe God's promise. Like it says in Romans 4, 20 to 21. Have the faith. Have that faith of Abraham. Leave it to God's hands. Don't try to ponder about it. Oh, if it's going to be done. Leave it and move on. Three, be fervent. The word for fervent means without ceasing, with intensity, with passion, with the heart. It's not something that, something you read and say, "Okay, God, please, you know, help me get over this, whatever you have, sickness," and read it over. No. You have to think it out, and you have to have it with passion. From the heart, God can read us. Make it with a passion, with your heart. Do it with your heart. Hosea 7:14 states something like that. And four, point number four, the H word we don't like. Humble yourself before God. That is, That's a hard one for us, brethren, because it's always, what is it, me first, me second, and I third, you know? That's the human way of thinking. Follow me to the fifth chapter of 1 Peter. Fifth chapter of 1 Peter, verses 5. Fifth chapter of 1 Peter, verse 5 through 6. And he says here in verse 5 of 1 Peter, chapter 5, it says, "Young men, in the same way be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with the humility towards one another. Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up." May. The operative word is may, brother. He didn't say will. He said may. "Lift you up in due time." Point 5, be persistent. It's different to be persistent and fervent, right? Persistent is not to give up. Don't give up. You know, we're running a race, right? God doesn't give the prize to the winner. He gives the one that finishes it. Just like in the Luke 18, verse 1, that the widow that was asking constantly to God, or to Jesus, asking to take care of her daughter. You know, he's talking about even dogs eat the scraps of the servants. And also in Matthew, where that widow or that is asking for justice to the judge. Now, these doesn't say that these ladies were church members or even believed in God. They did at that time. They wanted justice. 6, obey God. This is an absolute requirement for receiving prayer, especially from us that we know the truth. Let's go to the third chapter of 1 John, verse 22. Third chapter of 1 John, verse 22. And it says, "And receive from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him." Obey, that's the operative word, brethren. Point 7, pray to God, but ask in Christ's authority. We do that on the opening and closing prayers before service and after services. We do that when we're asking to bless the meal. Brethren, prayers mean something, if especially when we say them with intensity, with fervent, and humble. They are the lifeline to our Creator. We need that relationship with God in order for Him to hear us. That night, God saved that family. The driver of that little minivan got up out of the driver, and he saw, turned back and saw that the cows were still on the road. So he knew at that point that God had saved him. Continue to pray, brethren, and pray fervently. Fear God and keep his commandments.